Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
65-95. Tequila, Volteo, Musers, Ticket, Compound. Wrapping things up here on the Sweet Spot. Special thanks to Brett Boone and the fake Brett Boone.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah.
And we'll check out the podcast.
Sturm's still up there?
He's right
next
here.
To you.
Yeah.
I'm sticking.
Hey, Coach.
Man, he is not
whatever,
a fan of yours,
why
Bob.
Why does Brett Boone hate Bob?
Tell him to stick it.
Have you been fired recently?
I think because Bob accused him of being Dave Campo.
Oh.
So they got off on the wrong foot.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, Bob.
Do you get fired every day or just once in a while?
Talking to me, Sturm.
All right, do we want to do the reveal right now or do we wait till the end of Why Today Doesn't Suck?
Let's do it now.
That's Bob. Yeah, he's got all the answers.
Let's do it now. Well, the last 3 days.
Live. Where are we?
I know. Matt's been asking like the last 3 days where he is. He doesn't even know.
Where am I? Yeah. Take Matt's blindfold off now.
3 o'clock ham. Sponsor
thanks,
first.
Guys.
Well, thank you.
Ham, Jay.
Yeah, I'm not ham. Thank you, Mino. Give me the VIN.com and Eatsy's Market and Bakery bring you Corby and his bedside beehole.
Well, for the last 72 hours at the Musers Ticket Compound, we have been stationed at the greatest lake the state of Texas has.
No doubt.
Possum Kingdom. And staying at a badass resort.
Known as
Fishtail.
Lush Resort.
Lush.
At the Possum Kingdom Lake.
Right. They won't be able to use this air check. Not a clean take, but that's okay.
We can edit it.
Try it again.
It's all good.
Triple thumbs up to this place.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Really
here.
Nice people that run it.
Yes, very. The food's fantastic,
and I've been by here a bunch, but I just figured,
look at me. I've been by here a bunch.
All right, line four guy. But I always thought, well, that's a very exclusive club that you just... But that's not true. It's open and available for the public, and it's a great place.
Three pools, an amazing restaurant.
Yeah.
These rooms are kick-ass.
Frozen awesomes.
Frozen awesomes.
Well done. Dude, a lot of frozen awesomes.
You can get
awesomes.
A Miami Vice.
Is that what we had last night?
The Miami Vice. Yeah.
You can get a steak thing. Oscar.
Yeah, we had lamb chops and steak Oscar in back-to-back nights.
Which was amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's the best two meals I've had in like 3 years.
That bread pudding last night might be the best I've ever had.
I'm going to tell them before I leave, keep that chef, because... That's like high-end Dallas-quality food. Somebody's going to come after that chef. He's that good.
Yeah. Well, Lush Resort.
Lush.
No, it's a he.
It's a he. We met him. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Lush Resort in Possum Kingdom Lake. You can head over to PossumKingdomLushResort.com.
So good.
Whether you're looking for a getaway, a place for a wedding, a corporate retreat, hanging out with family, this is an awesome place to take your kiddos out here, too.
Spend the weekend out here.
Spend the weekend overlooking, like we said, the finest lake that God built us in the great state of Texas.
Well, it's man-made.
Look, can we just add flowery words to it all?
It's like a luxury suite right on the lake.
If you're going to be forced to live deep in the woods, I would highly recommend.
Yeah,
dude, the fact that there are hiking trails with legit hikes. We are in the Metroplex, technically, correct, George?
We're outside the Metroplex.
Too far
but we're
out.
Pretty close. I mean, it's hour 45.
The fact that there's legit hiking here, like shaded, awesome, cool hiking that gets you up to the top of Hell's Gate.
The trails are great.
Looking down over Possum Kingdom. Dude, this is... And right here by the trails are within, 100 yards of Lush Resort.
Yeah, very close.
Man, Hell's Gate's so awesome.
Isn't it great?
Thanks for showing us that.
Yeah, you bet.
That was great.
Yeah.
Possum Kingdom, LushResort.com, and you will thank us later. Trust me. Say hi to G.
Yeah.
Say hi to Danny.
Really sweet.
The best.
Thanks to Danny, our bartender. Danny with an I.
Right.
Look how smooth that water is. That's why you ski on the weekends right there.
Boy, that's it.
Boy, you could ski on the weekends right here.
I may ski home tonight.
Sneak in a day during the week.
It gets you about 2 miles, and then
fine.
I don't know what would happen.
Get there. Like I hit a jump, like I hit a perfect jump,
a
and I land.
Gordon.
I hit a sweet jump, and I land on the back of Gordo's motorcycle as he's going like 65, and he takes me the rest of the way.
We can time that out.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
And then I caress your bosom the entire way.
My boozam.
Yeah. All right, so I got Why Today Doesn't Suck today, because it was too chaotic yesterday. And today is Thursday, May 15th, the 135th day of 2025. 230 days left in the year of our Lord. It is Happy National Asphalt Day.
Whoa.
And
Asphalt Day.
And Happy Bring Flowers to Someone Day.
Okay.
Which I receive nothing from you today, Craig.
That's my favorite fault.
Yay.
Ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flowers.
Hey, can I say something to Line 4 guy?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me last night, and thank you for taking that program seriously.
Well, sir, I've been...
That's well said.
Thank you.
That's well said.
I've been amazed at what you've done for the urine community, and I just wanted to give back a little.
I appreciate that.
Line 4 guy is strung out.
Boy,
I've never been strung out, man.
Our friend EA would like to point out he went to summer camp out here.
Really?
Okay. Grady Spruce, probably.
Yeah.
Down there.
He wants to know if we've seen Devil's Island. Have we, George?
Does it mean Hell's Gate?
Hell's Gate?
I don't know.
That's probably
what it means.
Yeah. Something satanic that he's not real familiar with. In 1800, President John Adams ordered the government offices to relocate from Philadelphia to the newly constructed city of Washington in the Federal District of Columbia.
Yeah, let's move everything
Very
to
nice.
Washington.
Who's this?
That's Washington.
John Adams.
To see and be seen.
Well, Mr. Adams, you sound like
Mr. King George, tear down that wall.
What a reduction to the great Ronald Reagan.
And to King George.
Just let him rest
Mommy,
in peace.
Mommy.
Stop it.
Mommy, did you give mouth love to Frank Sinatra?
Do you think when he was dying, he was asking that to her, who she gave that to?
Yeah, those were his last words.
Yeah, Mommy. And is it weird when you call your wife Mommy?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's according to the situation, yeah. What situation are we talking about?
Man,
role play.
Like an A&R?
Any of it's gross. I don't want to even look at you right now.
I don't like to make statements like that.
I don't like you.
Okay.
Gosh.
All right.
In 1940, brothers Richard and Maurice McDonald opened the first McDonald's fast food restaurant in San Bernardino,
California. Black owned.
Is Michael the younger brother?
The founder?
You don't Michael know me, McDonald. But I got Big Macs.
That was a good movie with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
The founder?
Yeah.
About McDonald's?
The
flounder?
No. Yeah, it's about a fish. The filet of fish.
Flounder down on his luck.
In 1941, Joe DiMaggio began his 56-game hitting streak.
Jolting Joe. Joining from Maryland, you see?
And we're going to go
John Peterson closing in.
Day by day on the streak.
There was Jolt Joe and Shoeless Joe and Showless.
Right.
Okay.
Joe DiMaggio. In 1951, Gordon, the first vaginoplasty procedure was performed.
There's no way it was any good.
In 1951? Is that where they reshape it?
This says sex reassignment surgery.
Oh.
Oh.
No, man. That's different.
So yeah. There's no way that didn't come out with like down a meat slicer.
Like at Arby's?
Meat slicer.
Just little thin strips.
Stop making.
Why do they call it reassignment?
It wasn't reassignment. It was confirmation. Gender confirmation surgery.
He just said reassignment.
No. That's wrong.
By
it's
the
Corby.
Way,
okay. He's not. He doesn't know what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, that's true.
Have you exfoliated your massive wiener yet, Craig, today?
I have. I do it every 90 minutes.
Okay, you have to, right?
Yes.
Right.
So every 90
to keep the skin
minutes.
Intact. Otherwise,
to keep it, baby
it falls
smooth.
Out of it like an encased sausage.
It's like a snake.
Yeah,
it molts.
It molts every 90 minutes.
Right. It's really aggressive when you can't see. Its eyes are cloudy.
Like a microwaved hot dog.
It's like a mushroom being born.
A mushroom being
born. In
1981... The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island aired on NBC. Game changer.
Wow.
Game changer.
How did they get off the island?
How'd they get to it?
Oh, it's easy to get to.
Yeah, you just
but
can't
they
get
got off,
it. Off
and they didn't go with them.
No.
Now, how dumb are Gilligan and his people?
Always
they
dumb.
They overslept.
Left, and he was there.
So why
What's
couldn't
the
they
deal,
get off the island?
Bob?
Well, the only...
Oh,
the
one that I was doing a routine over here.
The one that I remember the most is...
Pigs of the blanket left.
The famous surfer, Duke...
Yeah.
He surfed all the way there?
He rode a tsunami to the island.
A tsunami?
And then took the tsunami back off the island.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Do Kamado want to lay up?
And the people of Tsunami.
I was like, man.
This goes out to the people of Tsunami.
Hey, guys.
Everybody have happy football.
What was the band? The Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
The Rapping Duke.
They were just like the Monkees. Just like the
duh-ha,
old Beatles.
Duh-ha.
In 1991, President George H.W. Bush took Queen Elizabeth of England to her first ever baseball game between the Orioles and A's.
Yeah, go to that there, that baseball game thing there. They throw that ball.
Oh, that's a pretty
there.
Good Reagan. That's pretty good.
Mommy, you ever given Frank Sinatra mouth love?
Gosh.
That's his Carter, not Reagan.
Oh, okay.
And then Reggie Lays. Jackson tried to kill her.
They left Liberal after.
Downer.
How many innings did Queen Elizabeth make it at a baseball game?
Half.
One.
Three. Four.
Hot dog.
No, she lived a lot longer than that, so she made the whole game.
Two innings.
Really?
And she turned to him and said, "This is boring."
They should have gave her some drinks.
I know. Like, God, if it was
beer and a hot dog?
Dollar beer night. All right. Did Queen Elizabeth ever eat a hot dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I want this transcript.
Quick answers. Why do you think that? I don't think so.
Why
would she ever eat
sausages all the time over there?
I mean, like an Oscar Mayer hot dog that you microwave for 13 seconds.
She was over here.
Not a chance.
She called it a glizzy.
She ate it at the game.
0% chance she's ever had a hot dog.
Yeah, the Naked Gun, she was having to pass the hot dog down the row.
Funny movies, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
She used to refer to them as tube steaks.
In 2015, a jury sentenced Dzhokhar Tsarnaev to death.
Jahar.
For the
Supermax.
So he's still awaiting death?
Is that that G.I. Joe guy that changed colors?
He's in Florence.
I'm sorry?
Who is
Dzhokhar?
This guy?
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
Who's he?
The Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Remember which one? The older brother?
Wait a minute.
The one that lived.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev?
Oh, one of them died.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
Yeah. 2006 though.
2000. The marathon was 2013. This was 2015.
Right. And he was the original Luigi Mangione
because
women were
thirsting
after him.
I knew it was something like that.
After he blew up all those people.
Yeah, but it was a little different because he killed so many people.
Well, I know, but they still thought he was really hot.
I know that you equate one killing of an insurance salesman to bombing an entire city.
An insurance salesman. Okay.
Was that the Mark Wahlberg movie?
Kind of an odd way to put the.
Corby?
Job of the CEO.
What?
Did you get our P1 birthday of the day?
I don't think so. Go ahead.
36-year-old Cowboy Tom.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Whoa.
Welcome to the club, 36.
Why didn't Cowboy Tom call us last night? He said he was going to call us from Mexico.
Why today doesn't suck birthday call.
Wow, he's Cowboy Tom, 36. He may still be in Mexico.
Cowboy
he may
Tom,
not have made it back.
We're going to wait till the power hour to call you for your birthday.
There you go. In 2016, on this date, in a game between the Rangers and Blue Jays, what happened?
Rugi Odua pressed the lights out of
the Rangers.
That's called American
USA.
Justice.
That was another.
Rugi Odua is not American.
That was another Mother's Day massacre, yeah?
Well, it happened in America.
Yeah. But still, why do we pick him to administer the American justice?
Because Toronto's in Canada.
Are you sure he wasn't American?
One of the dumbest moments in Ranger history.
Walk that back. Pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Walk that back.
Walk that back. Walk that back.
He didn't. No.
Our protest didn't work.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Has a chant ever worked?
And Busby's like, hey, it's 2 for 5 today.
I don't know. The Queef
chant worked.
Yeah. In 2018, the post that spawned the Laurel versus Yanny audio debate first hit social media.
Whoa.
First Laurel versus Hardy.
Laurel.
What does that mean?
First hit.
Laurel.
You didn't say hit.
Laurel.
Let's see. Birthdays today. Don Nelson is 80 years old.
All right.
I would have guessed older.
Chilling a joint for every year he's been alive.
What? 80?
Did you think he was older than that?
I thought he was 85 today. He's 80.
Well, it says here on my TV screen.
We said 85
80.
This morning.
Yeah.
But that was Daddy. That's what Daddy
He's 85.
Okay, there you go.
Joe Carter,
85.
So you apologize to Daddy.
85 alive. George Brett is 72.
Greatness.
How's his ass?
It's on his shoulders.
Butt shoulder, yeah. Crapped his pants.
Yep, sure did.
Good. Oh, everybody turn around for G. Say hi to G.
Whoa. Hi, G.
Hi, G.
What's up,
hi,
G? Yay.
I like
I think your hand was covering my face, man.
Oh.
I hope my
G's hand. Like the coolest
we'll
owner.
We'll use AI to get rid of
G. We'll get a close-up of Donnie.
She's like the coolest owner of any resort that I've ever
been
to.
Yeah. Yeah.
My
you meet them all. All the resorts you go to, you make sure you meet the owner.
Yeah.
Who else is on the first team?
B. I didn't like her.
G and B.
White Lotus Season 2.
A real B.
Bitch.
Whoa.
Dan Patrick is 69. I don't know which one that is.
It's probably the LT.
John Smoltz is 58.
Boo.
Emmett Smith is 56.
All right. There we go.
Sweet spots.
He did it Emmett's way.
All right. Right now, how many yards could he get against Grambling?
308.
Yeah. Over 250. Stupid.
How many carries?
Do you think you would start in front of him?
14. Okay. Right now, he's a year older than me, so yeah.
14 carries, 154.
You got a little more life in your legs.
Five. Yeah,
think about it. No! Andy Murray is 38. That's a four-time major winner and an Olympic champion. Ryan Leaf is 49. Ray Lewis is 50.
Wait. George Ryan Leaf,
former
that's
Cowboy
your guy.
Great.
There he
missed
is.
On that one.
Who did you say Ryan Leaf was going to be better than and have a better career?
Okay. I missed on that one.
Same.
Born on this day, now dead, Madeline Albright.
This might still come around for us.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Don't give in yet.
Fred Willard, the great Fred Willard.
Got busted in an adult theater, didn't he?
Why do you always mention sex stuff? Why don't you let that
that's
go?
All he thinks weather about. Guy. He's from Modern Family.
That's the lens he views Willard's the world through.
Let's see what Gordon says about dead. This guy.
Dead on Fred Willard's dad. Sex lens.
Dead on this day, still dead, Jerry Falwell.
Oh, the moral majority.
Oh, Bob.
Four. Yeah.
Is that the most famous guy you know?
Did his son ever invite you to...
Did you get the tattoo removed of his
You think the son invited Bob to be in the corner with him?
He has a Falwell tattoo on his back.
He wanted Bob to...
Somehow you got to change to Troy.
Put his gold toe socks on him.
They lasered it, and it turned him into Troy.
He has the papas on.
But now he has to get that one lasered also.
His son is literally the worst.
All right, the compound starts next.
And you're done.
What?
Shut it down! Let's go!